Welcome to Twist for the week of January 23rd. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. First up today, on January 20th, the Texas Comptroller proposed amendments to its margin tax apportionment rule. Importantly, the revised rule removes the Receipts Producing End Product Act test that was invalidated by the Texas Supreme Court in the Sirius XM litigation. In its place, language is added providing that a service is performed at the location or locations where the taxable entity's personnel or property are doing the work that the customer hired the taxable entity to perform. A few other amendments have been made to address where a service is performed and determining fair value if a service is performed both within and without Texas. The revised rule retains the customer-based sourcing rules for internet hosting services and the audience-based rules for advertising services. The comptroller will be accepting comments on the proposed changes for 30 days following the date of publication in the Texas Register. In other news, we have two administrative decisions that illustrate the importance of following required state procedures. In the first, the Florida Division of Administrative Hearings determined that although a vendor overcollected sales tax on sales of electronically delivered software and computer hardware, it was not entitled to a refund. Under Florida law, a vendor has no right to a refund of erroneously remitted or overpaid sales tax until the vendor has refunded the tax to its customer or assigned the right to seek a refund to its customer. Here, the vendor did neither, and the division denied its sales tax refund request. In Virginia, the tax commissioner found that a taxpayer failed to properly elect to forego an NOL carryback for the tax year at issue. As such, the NOL was carried back and when fully utilized in an earlier tax year, and the taxpayer's corporate tax assessment for the later year was upheld. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.